Okay, you shouldn't need a special day like February 14th, for example, to show your significant other you care about them. So let's be clear, this is not a Valentine's Day story.
But just in case you are planning a little something special, like a home-cooked meal, in the next week or so, we've brought in our resident sommelier, Krista Slater from The Expat, to give us a quick lesson in wine. Thank you so much for joining us today, Krista.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
So tell us first a little bit about what does a sommelier do?
What we do is we select the wines for the list to pair with the food that we're serving for y'all that night, and also to navigate the list for those, just to kind of not only pick the best wine to pair with the food, but also with the person ordering.
And tell me a little bit about your background. How do you get this job?
Yeah, I started off working in the art history world.
History, wine.
Yeah. There's actually more in common with it than people might think. It all comes down to being a curator of an experience. Wine is wonderful. It is history. It is psychology, philosophy, it's science. And my job, I am no scientist. Like I said, I have an art history degree, but that makes me very well qualified to tell stories and backgrounds. But my background, I started back in the early 2000s. I went out to culinary school in Northern California, and I became a sommelier in 2006 through the Court of Master Sommeliers exams.
You brought a few choices for us here. Let's get into this thing.
So I brought three wines today, a sparkling, a white, and a red. As a sommelier, something I do at the restaurant that's very important is I communicate a lot with our chef about what flavors she's featuring so that I can have a full line of recommendations to go with those dishes. So these are all wines that I would pair with one of our highlighted entree specials for Valentine's Day, which is a langoustine carbonara pasta. So what I brought today is a sparkling wine, Ample de. This is their Armance B Brut. This is a sparkling rosé from the Loire Valley in France. This one has Gamay and Cabernet Franc, which are two red grapes used to make this lightly pink, dry, sparkling wine that is the perfect start to your evening, but would also be a really nice foil to the creaminess of that pasta. And there's no wrong food for sparkling wine, as far as I'm concerned.
How about the proper way to actually taste?
So tasting wine is a full sensory experience for sure. You know, we always go as sommeliers, sight, nose, palate. So starting with looking at the wine, you know, appreciating the color, the clarity.
It is a beautiful color.
It really is pretty.
It's like a delicate pale salmon pink. So next, the nose is a huge factor. Most of what we get out of enjoying a wine, all those flavors, quote unquote, are actually aromas. So you really do want to spend a lot of time smelling the wine and enjoying that. This is a very delicate, soft, I get like subtle, like a melon, like honeydew melon, maybe a little bit of like strawberries, but like super ripe strawberries.
Mm. You can feel the little bubbles, a little.
Mm-hmm. It's delicate. It's a little bit minerally in the way, if you've ever been next to a river that has lots of stones and pebbles in it, and you smell that fresh water smell, that the reference of minerality to me is part of what makes wine refreshing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not just drinking fruit juice. We're tasting all of those different elements that come through.
Well, do we have time for one more, you think?
Absolutely. So we're switching from my sparkling wine from France. And as I said, I kind of cut my teeth in wine in California. So I have a particular soft spot for some of these great, both classic and new California wine producers.
Now this one, what do we have here? It smells a little spicier to me, but I don't really know.
I think that's a great note. This is a beautiful little white wine from a producer named Martha Stauman. She is one of these wonderful new California producers that are smaller, but that are really kind of doing some unique and delicious wines and are doing it in the right way. So this is her wine called Honeymoon. This is a beautiful white blend. This wine is mostly a grape called Colombard. So she always blends it with a little bit of another varietal. So this white also has a small, about 15% Chardonnay this year, which is one we all know well. To go back to you saying it was a little spicy, I always get a little like candied ginger on this wine, kind of. So again, going back to our langoustine pasta carbonara, this seems like a easy pairing.
So as you get ready to serve us the red, there seems to be possibly a misconception that the older they age, the better they are. And talk a little bit about that and as far as what it really means.
Yeah. So short and sweet, age ain't nothing but a number.
There you go.
It's a case-by-case basis. There's so much subjectivity with what you enjoy. It's also case-by-case based on how the wine is made, what it was built to do. So I don't think it's in terms of good or bad. It's just what's your end goal with this wine. So speaking of young versus old, I actually brought this red as another California favorite of mine. It's Brock Cellars, and this is their Love Red. This is a wine that is built to be youthful and fresh. And so this is a red that is a blend of grapes, mostly Carignan, with a little bit of Valdiguié, Syrah, and this is the 2017 vintage. This one had a little Cabernet in it. So what I like about this red is the old school tradition of like, oh, red with meat and white with fish. This is a red wine that you could do with fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or coming back full circle to our carbonara pasta with langoustines, this would be a really great red to pair with that.
Also has a great color, too.
It's got a lot going on. There's some cherry coming out in there and some flavors I wasn't expecting.
Lots of juicy berry.
Yeah.
No, this has been wonderful.
Yes, this is delicious, too. Just great selections you brought in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I can actually go order something and have more of a knowledge of how to ask for what I want.
And that's perfect. That's my goal. You don't have to know everything. But if you know how to ask the right questions, I think you'll be so much happier with your experience.
Krista Slater is a certified sommelier who owns the Expat along with her husband, Jerry. And she is now the official WUGA resident wine expert, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And for more information about the wines we discussed today and more about wines that are available at the Expat, you can go to theexpatathens.com.